Talking as in having a conversation. I mean talking as in jabbering like a mad thing. I tell you, Dad, you wouldn't bloody believe it. They've actually got us studying EastEnders, for Christ's sake. Something to do with popular culture, whatever the hell that's supposed to be. And another thing, the very first lecture, right? I'm just sitting there listening to this decrepit old lecturer rambling on about bloody Marxism or something, minding my own business, when suddenly he stops, looks at me and says, "Why aren't you taking any notes?" I couldn't believe it. Why aren't you taking notes? Shit! I thought university was supposed to be about choice, you know? The discipline of self-education, freedom to learn at your own pace. And on and on and on. I didn't like it. The way he spoke, his constant swearing, the way he smoked his cigarette and waved his hands around like a phony intellectual, it was embarrassing. It made me feel uncomfortable. That wincing kind of discomfort you feel when someone you like, someone close to you, suddenly starts acting like a complete idiot. And I didn't like the way he was ignoring me either. For all the attention I was getting, I might as well not have been there. I felt like a stranger in my own car. It wasn't until we'd almost reached the island that Dominic paused for breath, turned around, ruffled Deefa's head, "Hey, Deef," and finally spoke to me. "All right, kid? How's it going?" "Hello, Dominic." "What's the matter? You look different. Christ! What have you done with your hair?" "I was going to ask you the same." He grinned and ran his fingers through his dyed blonde crop. "Like it?" "Very nice. Very beach bum. Is that how they all look in Liverpool?"
"Well, they don't look like that," he said, flicking at my hair. "Nice style. What's it called? The hedgehog?"
"Hedgehogs have spikes," I told him, readjusting a ribbon. "These are plumes."
"Plumes? Yeah, right."
He puffed on his cigarette.
"What do you think, Dad?"
"I think it's very becoming," Dad said. "And anyhow, I'd rather have a hedgehog in the family than a neo-Nazi surf boy." Dominic smiled, still looking at my hair.
"Und was denkt dein Liebling davon?"
"What?"
"Simon," he said. "What does Simon think of it?"
"I have no idea."
"You two haven't split up, have you?"
"Oh, don't be so childish, Dominic. Simon's just a friend."
"That's what he wants you to think."
I sighed. "I thought you were supposed to grow up when you went to university."
"Not me," he said, pulling a face. "I'm regressing."
All the bad old memories of Dominic were beginning to creep back. The needling, the snide comments, the way he treated me like a stupid little girl. I suppose that was one of the reasons I'd been a bit wary of his coming back. I didn't want to be treated like a stupid little girl anymore, especially by someone who couldn't act his own age. And the fact that I'd had a year without being treated like a moron only made it worse. I wasn't used to it anymore, and when you're not used to something, it's harder to put up with it, which is why I was getting annoyed. But then, just as the irritation was beginning to set in, Dominic reached across and gently touched my cheek.
"It's good to see you, Kate," he said softly.
For a brief moment, he was the Dominic I used to know before he grew up. The real Dominic. The one who looked after me when I needed looking after. My big brother. But almost immediately, he turned away with a shrug of his shoulders, as if he'd embarrassed himself. And good, big-voiced Dom was back.
"Hey, Dad," he boomed. "When the hell are you going to get a new car?"
"And why should I be wanting a new car?"
"Because this one's a shit heap."
Charming. The island sky has its own unmistakable light, an iridescent sheen that moves with the moods of the sea. It's never the same, but it's always the same. And whenever I see it, I know I'm nearly home. Home is a small island called Hale. It's about 2.5 miles long and 1 mile wide at its broadest point. And it's joined to the mainland by a short causeway known as the Stand, a narrow road.